Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let's turn in the scripture tonight to Psalm 34. Psalm 34. Anybody know what's in there? We've been talking about the great, wonderful truth that God is good. God is good. And if you think you already know all about that, well, you don't. You can learn more. He's way better than we have experienced and known. He is good. He is the personification of good. When you look up the word in the dictionary, good, you know, if you knew what picture to put there, God's picture ought to be there. Because what is good? God is good. Whatever he says is good, that's what's good. Whatever he says to do, that's what's good. He knows. And so we have been feeding our faith from the word in the goodness of God. And I'm telling you, it has far-reaching effects. Man, this kind of thing does wonders for your faith. And it can absolutely free you from depression and from limitations on your receiving. In Psalm 34, let's read it out loud, beginning in verse 1, all of us together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now, let's just stop right here. You understand what we're talking about? One way to do that is all the time be saying, God, you are so good. Thank you, Lord, you're so good. Praise you, Lord, you're so good. Would it hurt you to just say that all the time?
No. Mm-mm.
It's what should be happening. Verse 2, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Now, he starts off that one with an O. Now, we talked about that some last week. Does that O need to be there? Yeah, it's got to be there. Why? Because nothing else quite conveys it. Oh is one of those things you say when you don't have the words to say. Can you see that the goodness and the greatness of God is welling up in his spirit? As he's saying this, he's talking about praising God and glorifying God. Then he says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come on and get with me on this. Let us exalt his name together. And it was necessary to begin that with. Oh. Now keep reading. What does it say? I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. If you've been in torment from fears and struggling with dread and fear and panic. The Lord helped us on this some months ago. We camped on this week after week after week, free from all fears. Verse 5, they looked to him and they were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and he heard me, hallelujah, and saved me out of all my troubles. Oh, I don't know about you, but that verse got my name on it, mine and Phyllis's. When I called out to the Lord and cried, literally cried, tears ran down my face as I prayed, and I said, God, This is not right. I know this is not your will. Have mercy on me. Show me what I don't see. I said, hook me up with the people who know, the associations, whatever I need, any changes I need to make. I'm willing to repent. I'm willing to correct. I cried out. This poor man cried out. What happened?
The Lord heard him.
And the Lord heard him. Man, at that time, we were behind. We were behind on our taxes. We hadn't been tithing and giving like we should. We were in a mess. I mean, there were times we wanted to do something, didn't have money for a tank of gas to get out of town. I mean, broke. And like that, month after month after month after month, that gets old.
Yes.
Now, the devil and some unbelieving Christians will try to convince you that that could be the will of God for you. That he's teaching you all these wonderful things. So you're sitting at home broke. Don't you believe it?
Amen.
I said, don't you believe it?
Amen.
That's not good. Not being able to pay your bills is not good. Being behind is not good. How many understand not paying your bills is a bad witness?
Amen.
I mean, you come to church and you shout about how big your God is and then can't even pay your utilities. See, that don't compute with an unbeliever. What does that tell them? That tells them there's nothing to it. Y'all just come and y'all need this religion as a crutch. If he's really as big as we're saying that he is, and the Bible says that he is, it ought not be a problem for us to get our bills paid and to have plenty. 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 Glory to God. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him. And what did the Lord do about it? Saved him out of all his troubles. Now we know it's specific troubles. It's poor troubles. Because he could have said anything. He could have said this sick man. He could have said this dumb man. He could have said this sinner man. What did he say?
Poor
man. So what kind of troubles was it? Troubles you have from being poor. He delivered him out of all, saved him out of all his poor troubles. He did that for us. He did that for us. We were $10,000 behind on our taxes. And it was just, the interest was just accruing and accumulating. Somebody says, why? How come? Dumb? How come you messed up? And now this was several years ago, praise the Lord. But we were, and just, just barely making it week to week. And we begin to do this. We got that God account. We begin to put God first. And, you know, when you have so little, you're tempted not to do anything.
Amen.
You feel like you don't have a dime to spare. But we begin to do what the Lord told us to do. We begin to believe God. We begin to put him first. And it wasn't but about a whole 2 or 3 months passed. There was a $5,000 debt that we were behind on. I mean, way behind on. And then this $10,000 tax bill. So we sowed, we claimed, and I'm telling you what, when you are putting God first, you got something to stand on in your faith. And so I went to a meeting, and a fellow was talking to me about some tax problems he had had. I hadn't said anything about it. We didn't tell anybody. That's not something you necessarily want to tell people. We hadn't told anybody about our tax trouble. So we are at this meeting and I'm preaching, and this fellow asked me about, well, he didn't ask me, he was telling me about some difficulties he had, and I just said, yep, I know what you mean, in a knowing way. He looked at me and said, oh, I see. I said, yep, I do, I know what you mean. And that's all we said. Well, the very next day, he catches me outside the hotel room on the way to service, and he says, he said, Brother Keith, he said, I know it's none of my business, but you owe money on back taxes? I said, yeah. He said, God's dealt with me to do something about it. I said, he has? He said, he has. He said, well, how much is it? I said, well, you really want to know? He said, yeah, I got to find out. The Lord's told me to do something about it. I said, it's $10,000. He looked down. He said, okay. He said, I'm going to send you $1,000 a month till it's taken care of. And that check came to the mailbox every month, $1,000. $1,000. And do you understand? We did not go shopping. I said, we did not go shopping. What did we do? Paid those taxes. And just about the time it only took, I don't know, it happened quicker than a year. It was only 8 or 9 months. That and extra paid it all off. And about that same week, the people that we owed $5,000 called us and said, we want to sow that to you. Forget about that. Glory to God. Well, did the Lord deliver us out of our poor troubles, our poor problems, right? And we didn't tell anybody about that. Supernaturally, God did that. Why did I tell you that? Because he'll do it for you. I said, he'll do it for you. Don't just say, well, Brother Keith, he's a preacher and God did. No, these ain't preacher verses. They're believer verses. Are you a believer? Well, then it'll happen for you. If you'll repent, repent. And then begin to put God first. Begin to put him first. Do what he told you. And then claim this. And he will do what he did for us. He'll get you. He will deliver that poor man out of all his troubles. Verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him and delivers them. Oh, there's that oh. Everybody say it. Oh. Taste and see that the Lord is good. See, good has got two O's in it. Don't it? Good. Oh, good. Why? Because when you sense his goodness, it's hard to express it. In your spirit, it is beyond our expression how good he is. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. And so we saw that if you trust in him, you don't have want. You want, those that seek the Lord will not want any good thing. Verse 12, what man is he that desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and what?
Do good
and seek peace and pursue it. Thank you, Lord. Good is what God is. Good is what God does. Good is God's will for your life, what you are to do. And good is what it is his will for us to have and experience. In one of the Psalms, he said, Lord, do good unto them that are good. What you get into the sowing principle. If you sow good, what's supposed to happen after that? You reap good. You do good for somebody else. God has a legal right to do good for you. Good. Somebody say good. Good.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me